Welcome to another episode of our podcast. Today we're going to delve into a topic that's not only close to my heart, but also incredibly relevant in today's world: water-wise gardening, strategies for conserving water in your landscape. As we all know, water is a precious resource. It's essential for life, and yet it's something we often take for granted. But with climate change and increasing water scarcity, it's more important than ever to be mindful of our water usage, especially in our gardens. So let's dive into some strategies for water-wise gardening. Firstly, let's talk about plant selection. One of the most effective ways to conserve water in your garden is to choose plants that are native to your area or are drought-tolerant. These plants have adapted to survive in specific climates and conditions, and therefore require less water than non-native or water-loving plants. For example, if you live in a dry, arid region, consider planting succulents or cacti, which are well adapted to survive with minimal water. Next, let's discuss soil preparation. The type of soil in your garden can significantly affect its water retention capabilities. Sandy soils, for instance, drain water quickly, while clay soils retain water longer. To improve your soil's water retention, consider adding organic matter, like compost or well-rotted manure. This not only improves the soil structure, but also increases its ability to hold on to water, reducing the need for frequent watering. Another strategy for water-wise gardening is mulching. Mulch is a layer of organic or inorganic material that you spread around your plants. It serves several purposes, but in the context of water conservation, it helps to reduce evaporation from the soil surface, keeping it moist for longer. Mulch also helps to suppress weeds, which compete with your plants for water. Now, let's talk about watering techniques. How and when you water your plants can have a significant impact on water conservation. For instance, watering your plants in the early morning or late evening reduces evaporation, allowing more water to reach the plant roots. Also, consider using a soaker hose or drip irrigation system, which delivers water directly to the plant roots, reducing water waste. Another important aspect of water-wise gardening is understanding your plant's water needs. Not all plants need to be watered daily. In fact, overwatering can be just as harmful as underwatering. It's essential to learn about your plant's specific water requirements and adjust your watering schedule accordingly. Lastly, let's touch on rainwater harvesting. Collecting and using rainwater for your garden is an excellent way to conserve water. You can collect rainwater in barrels or tanks and use it to water your plants. This not only reduces your reliance on tap water, but also makes use of a free and readily available resource. In conclusion, water-wise gardening is not just about conserving water. It's about creating a sustainable and resilient garden that can thrive in changing conditions. It's about understanding and working with nature rather than against it. And most importantly, it's about taking responsibility for our water usage and making small changes that can have a big impact. So as we wrap up today's episode, I encourage you all to take a moment to reflect on your gardening practices. Are there ways you could be more water-wise? What changes can you make to conserve this precious resource? Remember, every drop counts. Thank you for joining me today. I hope you found these strategies for water-wise gardening helpful. Until next time, happy gardening!